WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. On the attack, Republican presidential hopefuls debated last night without former President Trump. The GOP frontrunner skipped the stage, leaving the others to fight it out amongst themselves.
With the exception of Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis, most of the candidates avoided talking about the elephant who was not in the room, Donald Trump. He's so popular among Republican voters that attacking him can be risky. The University of Michigan director of debate, Aaron Call, who was here, says if the other candidates want to have any chance of gaining on Trump, they've got to take him on, which they seem afraid to do.
They need to realize that the target is the frontrunner that's not here, that's ahead by 30 to 40 points.
Alex Stone, ABC News at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California.
Later today, Republicans on Capitol Hill hold the opening hearing of their impeachment inquiry against President Biden. And no big winner in last night's Powerball jackpot. Prize now grows to more than $925 million. This is ABC News. More than 50 people arrested after a looting spree this week in Philadelphia. Police are looking for more suspects.
The Philadelphia Police Department is scouring social media videos, searching for suspects after a night of looting by criminals who police say took advantage of peaceful protests.
There was a burglary. They looted the store at Lululemon.
A coordinated caravan of vehicles going from store to store, looting businesses in multiple neighborhoods over an eight-hour period.
ABC Stephanie Ramos, one of those busted, a social media influencer now facing charges of criminal conspiracy and criminal mischief. Days after the Senate's dress code was relaxed, apparently to benefit Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, it's changing again. He prefers to wear hoodies and shorts, but senators voting to reinstate the rules requiring business attire. And Bruce Springsteen, still recovering from peptic ulcer disease and forced to cancel the rest of his tour dates this year. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information.
A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. It is game day in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah. The frozen tundra with the echoes of Lombardi and Lambo rumbling across the plains. Where else would you want to be than Green Bay, Wisconsin? National TV game day. If you can't get fired up for that, there is something wrong. Check the pulse.
It just is, but I told you yesterday, I'll tell you again, I think it's going to be a tough game.
Way to start.
Way to get us off to a great start.
Todd, turn them off. It's the Mino and Todd show for the rest of the day.
Just that we have guests coming in. Actually, we kind of got some great guests coming in today. But no, Johnny, I'm with you on that. I good energy in the city. So a lot of, you know, those bus tours, we're right across, well, kind of right across from that.
Heritage Trail?
Yeah, and the beginning of the Heritage Trail, which is very cool.
Well, it's very cool. You know, last night
there are a lot of people in town.
A lot of them, and it's a cool photo op place.
It is.
There were people there sitting with George Calhoun,
right?
Type of thing, and with the green and gold lights were all lit up. Right. I thought it was great.
The bridges looked great last night, and
the Honolulu blue and silver.
Yeah,
that's the Lions' colors: Honolulu blue and silver.
Why is it Honolulu blue?
I have no idea. Why is it Honolulu blue, Todd?
No idea.
All right.
No. How do you know that?
I know everything about
that is true about
uniforms. I'm a weird guy about pro sports uniforms.
Oh, you didn't have
I've been
to
a
finish
big fishing. Was that supposed to mean?
But I was impressed how many people were down here yesterday afternoon in those trolley buses, the tour buses. I didn't know that.
Never done one of those. I'd like to do that.
Me too. And I don't know if they do the trail or if they show the city and that's a stop, but I bet you there are 30 people in front of that place getting their pictures taken, which I thought was very, very
absolutely
cool. And I sure hope they stop and have a cocktail or something to eat downtown.
I will say this, and I say this nicely. 90% of the people in town for the game tonight that are opposing fans are from the UP.
So right.
They will make themselves right at home.
Yes.
You don't have to give them a tour. No. You don't have to. They will make themselves right at home.
It was funny driving in this morning, although I usually walk, but today I drove.
I walked here today.
Yes.
I did.
As for our listeners, Johnny moved into City Deck Landing, which is where our studio is located. So
I took the stairs.
Yeah, he took the stairs down, take the elevator up. Not that I needed a reminder that there's a game tonight, but the beer trucks are.
Oh, yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they have a lot of stops to make today.
I give those guys credit. Oh, my God. They
work
hard. Such a tough job.
Oh, those guys work.
I think that would be one of the hardest jobs. And they're so big, those trucks.
Right.
And trying to find a place to just park it and whatever, and then everything's by hand. Those guys earn their money.
They do. But, you know, 5 in the morning, it's not too busy down here. But
no.
That is manual labor still. They load the dolly.
Have you ever seen them right out here? I'm bad with sense of direction, so I'm probably pointing in the wrong direction.
South.
Okay.
But were they, it's City, what's it called? City Deck Court?
Yes, it's right here. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so City Deck Court, when they have to back up those huge trucks.
I know.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
How big they are and how narrow the spaces they have?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
City Deck Landing, but yeah, that's...
No, but that's... But
the street here is the court. City Deck Court is the street.
And they have to back in to unload there. And it is,
Can you imagine me doing that? No. I can't get out of the parking garage.
With a Durango. With a little car. Drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, by the way, okay, so we also have a Kia. Have you heard the new thing on those?
Yes, I know. My kid's got a Kia.
Did you hear about that?
Well, I've got a Kia, too. You've got one? Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you read the new
thing?
No, I didn't. Yeah, no, it's going
to... Do not park it in your garage until you get it fixed for the recall or whatever. So many of them have been starting on fire because there's a leak.
What you need.
I know there's a leak that's leaking like oil onto a hot part of the car or something.
Yeah.
And there've been like 9 deaths because of it.
So Todd, so we need you here.
If there's any car dealers out there, I'm looking to trade in a Kia that apparently can burst into flames. Oh,
Kia,
nice.
Kia and Hyundais.
Didn't they just get a bad rap on being stolen, though?
They're easily stolen. Right. So, like, I would never drive to Milwaukee with mine.
Right. And there's a huge thing on,
TikTok start on fire. Other than that, they're great.
Show kids how to steal them.
Right.
Yes.
So, those two things, I'm sure you get great value on the trade-in. Easy to steal.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the support.
And the one we have, the Sportage, that's one of the ones listed. We got the Sportage.
That's what I got.
You got two, right? And it's listed as one of the ones that start on fire.
Wow.
There'll be a day soon, Jim. You walk in, we're not here.
Yeah,
both of our cars are in flames on the highway. Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Other things in the news. Did you watch the debate last night?
The debate?
Yes.
I did not. Listen, I was.
You sounded like you did.
I know I did.
The way you started.
I was going to watch a little bit of it just to see if it was better behaved. For lack of better. Okay. But anyway, but then I stumbled because I've got the new cable. You know how when you get a new cable, you don't know what's on. You don't know where. I got Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And a series that I've never seen before. So it's like, oh, my Lord. I'm going to do nothing but watch Yellowstone.
Yeah, yes. That's popular. I've never seen that, but yeah, I hear that's very popular.
Do you watch it, Todd?
I don't. I saw you post that last night. Yeah.
I'm just wondering if the girl... Okay, so they're doing like flash...
We don't watch it, so we can talk to yourself for a little while now.
Okay, well, maybe a caller or a texter will help us out here.
Yep. Yes.
Is the girl... They're doing like flashbacks from when Beth is one of the very, very main characters. It's Kevin Costner's daughter, yada, yada, okay?
Well, we've never seen it, but okay.
I'm just explaining to her.
Yeah.
So she's doing these flashbacks of when she was like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, where do I know that actress from? Is she the girl that played the daughter in Mad Men?
I didn't see that either.
Any texters out there, let me. Is she the girl that played the daughter in Mad Men, which is my all-time favorite TV show? Did you ever watch that, Mad Men, back in the day?
I've seen it, yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
I think it's the greatest show in the history of TV, Mad Men. I do. In the history of TV, I think it's the greatest show there's ever been.
Oh,
ever.
Gosh. John, could the girl's name be Kiernan Shipka?
I don't know.
Blonde?
Don't know. Yes, blonde. Is that her?
Okay.
I'm not sure that she's the same person. She is in Mad Men, so I'm trying to...
Okay, what's our text number?
You got to go to our app, download the Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, and in the lower right-hand corner, there's a text button.
Doesn't Todd have a good voice?
He does, man.
I mean, he's like more, silk.
He is.
He's like...
It's early, and he knows.
Just download the app. I mean, he makes that sound easy. I don't know how to do that.
The lower right-hand corner.
Lower right-hand corner of the Civic Media app.
All right, and then you can text it. Johnny, what's the question?
Green Bay, 61 degrees, 62 in Appleton, 63 in Oshkosh.
What's the question?
Is that the same girl? Is that the same actress?
Is she grown up in Mad Men?
Because she was like 5 years old when she started in Mad Men. Yeah. And is that her? That's all I'm asking.
All right.
What's your all-time favorite TV show? Mine is Mad Men. Mad Men? Combat? Remember Combat when we were kids?
No.
Sergeant Chip Saunders? You don't remember that?
No, man. Jen, you guys just put me in this nerd box all the time. All right, no, I didn't know.
What was yours? What was your all-time favorite? Todd, what was yours? He'll stammer for
mine. I mean, it depends on the category, right? There's so many different ones. I like the TV show House. Did you ever see that?
A little bit. The doctor.
He was a doctor with an attitude and a limp.
Yes.
Yeah, I always wanted to be him.
That was not about a house. That was his name. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I watched.
Please tell me you're not serious this morning.
No, that's true. That has nothing to do with the house.
Oh, my God. Of course, no. That's his name.
Wait,
Dr.
Whose
House.
Name is House? I never...
His name was House. Right? His last name is House.
I know. I watched it one time. I didn't get it. I'm like, I'm looking like... I thought maybe stuff was happening in a certain environment. His name is House.
Is House. Last name is House. And it's based on...
Have you ever heard of a...
Sherlock Holmes.
Name? Yeah.
Based on Sherlock Holmes.
There was a pitcher in Major League Baseball, Tom House. I could go on and on.
It's not about a house.
Yeah, no, it's not. Just,
can you put that in a promo?
I'm recording. I am recording.
I just want you guys to...
That show, House. You know what? I watch... I had no idea. It's not about a house.
I watched it once.
It's about a doctor. He doesn't even live in a house. He's got an apartment.
This sounds like a Jerry Seinfeld bit, doesn't it?
I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. He doesn't live in a house.
Whatever.
Why would they name it that?
Right. That's what I thought. At least we're on the same page.
Yes, we are. We're totally same page.
No, when I was...
Right, Todd?
But that's... Whatever. Okay, we're going to break pretty soon.
No, we got a long time.
Somebody said they had just texted in, the 80s Newhart was my all-time favorite. Underrated show. Larry, Daryl, and Daryl were the best.
That was great. All right. That was great.
That could be there.
Okay, can I ask this question without coming off like dirty old man?
I don't know. We'll see.
Who do you think was hotter? Suzanne Pleshette from his first show? Or whatever her name was in the second show.
I didn't know there was
There was the Bob Newhart show. Then there was Newhart. Newhart was the one where he owned an inn in Vermont.
Okay. All right. And she was more of a blonde. And
I was more sweaters.
It's early. I don't know, John. The second one was younger, though, right?
Mary Fran was her name.
Yeah.
Was that his wife?
Quick poll up with my people on that one, on the texting.
Okay.
Quick poll.
Okay.
Who's hotter? Is that a little early? It's 6:16. I don't know. We want to ask who's hotter? How about?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, there's a text already.
Yeah. What did they say?
Joanna. That's the one
that's
from
her name. From the,
that's her. Yeah.
From the second one, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And then don't you remember the very last line of that show? They said it's maybe the greatest ending line in TV history.
Well, he wakes up in bed, right? And who's next to him but Suzanne Pleshette? They're back in their old bedroom.
Yep.
Turns out the entire series was a dream.
Yep. And what does he say?
Oh, I don't know.
You should think about wearing sweaters more often.
That is right. Well, that's the greatest line in movie history, but that's funny.
That's a good one, though.
All right.
Yes. So we got so much to talk about. So this is a full show. Here's our first guest as we come in. Amber Harmon.
Yeah.
She's from the Haunted Happenings Ghost Tours, which I'm fascinated with.
And Todd.
Fascinated.
Todd is into that.
Yep. Then we've got a big fundraiser coming up for dementia, which is very, very important. Then we've got Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. Then we've got Jerry DeBeck from the Ashwaubenon Lions Cup, talking about a big thing they're doing for the local community.
You know, and Jerry, we're going to get him on. A lot of people know him and his organization, but it's the Lions Club, Johnny. They've been around for 100 years, right? But they do so many good things for helping people who are struggling with vision and blindness.
No question.
But we had him on today, and he was going to come on last week. Remember I talked to you about that? And I said, let's just put it off until we play the Lions. So we're kind of tying that in as a little honor to him and his organization, plus tied into the game. So he's going to be great.
Okay, well, one thing, though. The Lions Club here, they're not a football team. They're not a football team. Todd, they're not a football team. The Lions. The Lions are coming in here. Wow, it's unbelievable. We just had our break.
I'm going to coffee.
Me too. Mind of the Bear, back after this. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel all right when you hear the music.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 52. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 73. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Another look at the short range, a high of 69 today. Lows level off around 52 tonight. Highs reach 73 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mayor here on Game Day in Green Bay, Wisconsin. 6:21 in the AM, 61 degrees in Green Bay, 62 Appleton, 63 Oshkosh. Sure, it's going to be great for the game tonight, right, Todd?
Supposed to be.
Yeah. Awesome.
Great. Well, that tailgate, and that's going to start early.
Hey, that was a great detailed weather report. Supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Like, the hell I know.
Hey, did you guys hear about this?
What?
The show isn't even about a house. They call him House.
I looked at him the same way you did. Like, you're joking. Right?
I thought he was trying to be funny.
Are you being funny?
I didn't know that everybody knew that. So.
Okay. Hi, Amber.
Amber, how are you? Welcome.
I've got a daughter named Amber.
This is cool stuff that you do. So when you are the, what is your exact title at the Grand Oshkosh?
Just take it, run with it here, Amber. We've got him flustered.
All good. I am the assistant director at the Grand Oshkosh.
Awesome. And tell us what's going on there. This is a cool month for haunted stuff.
It is. So it's the second year of our Haunted Happenings program, which I started last year. So last year we did 6 days of it. It took off solo every time, actually twice over. So this year we said we're going to do it bigger and better, and we have 31 days of activities.
So have you guys ever had anything strange happen there?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
That's why it's called the Haunted
But you guys go all over
Happenings.
Oshkosh, right, with this?
No, well,
or is it all at your place?
Nope, it's all at our place. Okay. So we're known as one of the most haunted places in Wisconsin. People come to us. We've had people like Ed and Lorraine Warren from the Conjuring and Annabelle series. They've came and actually been at the Grand twice to do some investigations. And then local paranormal groups will come in and just do random investigations.
Todd, have you done it?
I have.
What'd you think?
The investigation that I had was one of the most eye-opening investigations ever.
Really?
For me.
Okay, so what? All right, so tell us about it.
Well, I don't want to give.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what. Once we talk to her and she kind of fills us in later on, I'll tell the story.
Okay. Right, so Amber, someone's interested in this haunted experience. Tell us how it works. I mean, you're downtown Oshkosh, great location on High Street.
Yeah, we're down on High Ave. I'm right on in the downtown district. So if they are interested in this, they can go to our website, thegrandoshkosh.org. We have more than ghost tours, though. We have tarot card reading classes this year. We have our first ever escape room, which is actually an escape theater. You go all throughout the theater and try to find a haunted doll and put her back in her case. So that's really fun. We have glow yoga. And then we have our Spirits of the Grand Tours, which are like our ghost tours, except there are actors actually portraying the spirits in the areas that they are said to have been seen.
That is cool. Yes. That escape room, extremely popular, right?
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of this.
Oh, my gosh. And you got to be kind of smart to... Those clues are not easy. I mean...
Not at all.
John would
never... Have you done it?
Oh, yeah. Not there. But I've done escape rooms. In Nashville, that's a big thing. And
I don't get... Explain this.
So you get into a room, and your goal is to escape. And
so, like, there's no doors or what?
Well, there is, but you don't know where. Yeah.
That was a logical question.
Okay. Oh, Amber, sorry. We have to we're going to keep hold. We'll hold you over for the next break. The escape room, you get in there and it appears like there's no doors.
Okay.
But then how do you
get in?
Well, they put you in there. So you walk in.
Okay.
Just that door that you came through is no longer an exit.
That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Okay. I just.
So, okay. Well, you know where the door is. Like, so blindfold you?
Yeah. What's that?
I was wondering if they blindfolded you
before
they put you in and then
But the clues are something you'd really struggle with because these clues are really, right, Amber? I mean, back me up on this. Those are difficult to get out of.
They are.
I couldn't get out of it if it would have been for my son-in-laws. I'm not kidding you, Johnny. I'm not picking on you. Those are tough.
They are. Ours is a little different, actually. So you're never actually in one room. So because we've never done this before and we went in completely blind to building an escape room, you're never locked in, which makes it a little bit harder because you don't know where to go unless you're really reading into the clues.
And those clues are like...
Like what kind of a clue would there be?
Oh, man. It could be something historical or something that you need a little bit of math to figure out a puzzle to find the key that's under this. And you just don't look around and those clues you... I was much more than I needed to do on a Saturday morning. Like, I don't like to think that hard on Saturdays, but I've been to a few of those, and the more I go, the more I like them. So that's a very cool experience. When is that taking place at your...
October 1st and 2nd. It actually kicks off the series.
So that's...
I'm still fascinated by this, though. Okay, so walk into a room. Mm-hmm. They tell you, they open a door. Then they lock the door behind you, right?
Ours won't, but yes, normally. But normally, yes.
So then, okay, when you're trying to escape, are you looking for another door?
You're looking for clues to open, and like another passage sometimes opens, or else you'll find a key to open.
Trap door might go. You go down the steps.
Interesting.
Yeah, and through a tunnel, and it's then you might go to another room, and then you're stuck in there. And there's a clock up on the wall. But if you get like panicked or something, or if you say, "Look, we need help," you all got to chant it together, and the guy will they'll put another clue in there for you because you could sit in there for. 15 minutes just looking for something, but you got to really look around. I mean, it's hard to explain on the radio what an escape room is like or what your event is like, but it's just, and it's a team, right? You put four or five people. What are your
team? They can have as many as they want. Okay. So we do team. We allow as many people up to 10, actually.
Oh,
but
wow.
You can come in with one, two, and then.
How long does it take somebody generally to break out?
Normally it's it varies depending on your group, but typically the time limit is 1 hour.
Yeah.
Ours is 30 minutes.
Okay. You know what this reminds me of? That one movie. Remember that one movie where the guy, Todd, what was that movie where the guy thought he lived in this town and it turns out it wasn't a town?
It was just a dream and he woke up in bed with his old wife?
No.
It wasn't about a house.
No, it was, somebody help me out on this. It was, and I want to say it's a big name actor, maybe even Jim Carrey or somebody like that. But he was trying to escape. He realized it wasn't a real town. And he was trying to escape from it. Do you remember that movie? It was almost like a big movie set type thing. Amber, what movie was that? You know what I'm talking about?
I have no clue.
Somebody's got to help me out on that.
She lost.
That's what it sounds like. And he's trying to find a way out.
Well, that's what this escape thing would be.
That's what I mean. It sounds like that movie.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it is a lot of fun because you really work as a team. It's like, okay, you guys, here's a clue. Let's look this. Let's try this combination. And, and you're out. So that's the first and second. What else? Tell us about a couple other events. And I want to get to the cost of this as well, but this is so much fun.
So we have our first ever paranormal sleepover actually also happening.
Oh,
you will be locked into the grand
for that. I like the sound of this.
Yes. So that's a one-time limited event. This is the first time we've ever done it. And we actually have the Paranormal Society, a local one, CAPS, coming in to run it with us and do investigations with all the participants.
Wow. We got to talk more about
that. That is going to be fun.
Stick around, Nick. Okay, Amber, you're mine. All right, thanks. Mine on the Mare on a Thursday morning, Green Bay Packers football coming up tonight. Back after this.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. On the attack, Republican presidential hopefuls debated last night without former President Trump. The GOP frontrunner skipped the stage, leaving the others to fight it out amongst themselves.
With the exception of Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis, most of the candidates avoided talking about the elephant who was not in the room, Donald Trump. He's so popular among Republican voters that attacking him can be risky. The University of Michigan director of debate, Aaron Call, who was here, says if the other candidates want to have any chance of gaining on Trump, they've got to take him on, which they seem afraid to do.
They need to realize that the target is the frontrunner that's not here, that's ahead by 30 to 40 points.
Alex Stone, ABC News at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California.
Later today, Republicans on Capitol Hill hold the opening hearing of their impeachment inquiry against President Biden. And no big winner in last night's Powerball jackpot. Prize now grows to more than $925 million. This is ABC News.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024. And 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle Internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. WGBW on a Thursday morning. A dark Thursday morning, isn't it?
Well, that fits with Amber.
It's like pitch black.
No, we had her on early because we have Amber Harmon here talking about the Grand Ash guys.
And you know what we were talking about while you were getting your coffee?
Well,
we're both Youpers.
Oh, you know, you hide that well.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm
what
proud of that.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, John. Let's just.
She's from Menominee.
Oh, all right. He's from
Nagani.
She knows Nagani. Absolutely. The Menominee Maroons.
The Maroons?
Mm-hmm.
The Maroons.
Yes. Yeah.
What about it?
Maroon, is that the color?
Yeah.
But maroon is
Yeah, what
kind
is
of
your
like,
mascot then?
Right.
A maroon man.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll go with that. A maroon man.
Okay.
So there you go.
That's fine. That's great. Well, welcome.
Menominee's played great sports over the years.
I bet.
Phenomenal sports.
Did you beat Nagani? You take them to the cleaners a few times?
It's a pretty good battle, isn't it?
It is.
It's a pretty good battle. I think they're ranked like 1 and 2 in the UP this year in football.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was there. I spoke at their very first Menominee Sports Hall of Fame banquet.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yes. Some of the legendary names. Pat Miller.
Okay,
you know Pat Miller, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amber, are you then a Lions fan, or do you have your loyalty because of the Michigan, or are you...
I'm a Packers fan because we lived on the border.
Yeah, well, not only that, I would say Marquette would be...
A dividing?
The DMZ, so to speak. Everything east of there is Lions, everything west is Packers. I mean, for the most part.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
We that should be Wisconsin, though. It doesn't even look right on a map. That should all be Wisconsin. We should have Mackinac. That should all be us.
I think we should have our own state up there. 51st state. That's what I think.
I'm sure you contribute greatly to the economy. Okay, anyway.
I apologize for having him, Amber. Actually, what's our favorite food up there?
The pasty?
Thank you.
You know what?
He cannot pronounce that word.
But anyway, we're Johnny and I work.
Do you make them?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
You want to?
Are you thin?
I'm not.
Oh.
Would you like to help us? We're going to make those in February's National Whatever Pasty Day. And we are going to make those and serve them at a community shelter.
Oh. That's so sweet.
Hey, you're going to come and help us.
I would love to.
Getting a couple other...
Did you ever make pasties?
No.
Did your mom make pasties?
No.
You're the only Youper that didn't... whose mom didn't make pasties?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'd learn for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, that's going to be a fun event. And then it's going to be great. And John's leading that. We're going to get some Youpers to come down and help us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you agree, if I could find like a 77-year-old Finnish woman, she'd make the greatest crust in the world for pasties?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes. Or Swede. They're the ones that just make the great pasties.
I still think we should buy that UP that belongs in Wisconsin. Anyway,
buy the UP.
Amber Harmon is with us, and she is the assistant executive director at the Grand Oshkosh Haunted Happenings Ghost Tours. And we are entering the month of October, which is kind of just a whole Halloween mystery, paranormal. And you've got 30 events coming up at this place, which is located on High Avenue, right downtown. Even a sleepover. Which,
we do.
By the way, did you know we're on in Oshkosh?
I did know that.
WISS?
Oh, you did. So you welcome everyone. We can come down from Green Bay for the sleepover. We can come down and enjoy. Tell us a couple other events that you have going on.
You and I are not sleeping in the same room.
Johnny, that ain't
not
gonna happen.
No. You want to talk about an escape room?
Yeah.
I'll claw my way out. You saw what I did when I was locked in that one bathroom.
Oh, he's claustrophobic.
Oh.
That's just another... Well, there's many, many things about him, but that's one that he's spoken publicly about. So, he is. So, no, the escape room, he would not do well in there.
Okay, anyway. Well, for people like you that don't do well with escape rooms, we have a couple main stage shows, too. So, we have Summoning Spirits with Peter Bowie, who is an illusionist hypnotist who does a magic show based on spirits. So, kind of creepy, eerie, but it's a magic show. So, Summoning Spirits is on October 14th.
Do they really call up a dead person? Like, that stuff is kind of cool.
Supposedly, he'll do kind of tricks where it'll feel like people are touching you and you'll see people's hair going up in the air, but no one's near them, and you'll see bricks fall off walls. It's going to be a good night.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I like this.
Can I ask the price of that one? We don't get paid very well, but tell us about...
I believe, don't quote me on this, but tickets are around $32.
Okay, we're in.
We're in.
Okay, go ahead.
Todd, have you ever done that?
No.
That sounds cool.
That is going to be cool.
That sounds really cool.
We have Chris Moon on the 27th, who is a psychic medium and paranormal investigator. And after his show, there's a VIP experience where you can actually do the tour the Grand with him after his show if you'd like. So that's a limited experience. But he's also coming to do a main stage show and then the VIP experience.
What's in his main stage show? Tell me,
So he's been on a lot of different shows,
right.
YouTube channels. So what he's going to do is show his footage, kind of talk about spirits, talk about how he communicates with them. He uses an old-time radio, and they tune in on it to kind of talk with you. So he's going to take that through the Grand afterwards and have everyone get a chance to see that.
Todd, chime in.
Oh, yeah. I've got one of those.
Oh, my
gosh. I use
it
all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. That's why I'm into this
right?
stuff.
I got, like, goosebumps.
This is cool stuff.
This is really cool. Would you do that? Okay, let me ask this. So you're not a hotel, right?
No.
No. Would you personally ever stay there alone overnight?
Ooh, in the tunnels.
Alone overnight?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Because I do too much with the ghosts. I'm the one that leads the ghost tours with the dowsing rods and whatnot, and I love them. I respect our ghosts, but I don't want to sleep over with them, no.
Todd, would you?
I would, but It would not be comfortable.
Would you sleep or would you just sit
there? I would be up a lot.
Yeah.
I've been down in the tunnels in the dark where everything's shut off down there, and it's pretty creepy.
Really?
Yeah. He would borrow some of Johnny's Ambien, so I think that's...
My what?
Or whatever. That's like to help you sleep.
I've never taken Ambien. Weren't you the one who took Ambien one time?
That is not good stuff.
No.
No. Yeah. I did. I was just teasing. So, hey, so that... This guy who comes on and connects with the spirits. And then tell us about the tours. Are those available anytime or is that just October as well?
Just October. So we have a family-friendly version of ghost tours, which just means we don't use dowsing rods on them. And then we have
What's a dowsing rod?
Dowsing rods are these copper rods that sometimes are known to find water. Being from Michigan, I thought you would have known that. So you can use them to find water. But you also can use them to communicate with spirits directionally. They can answer yes, no questions. You can ask them to cross the sticks, pull them apart. You can do a lot of things with the dowsing rods. So we do those, and I actually let the guests use them if they want after that. So we do that, and then we also have the family-friendly without the dowsing, and then we have the spirits of the grand, which is where the actor will take you through the story.
Wow. So was there any one thing that ever happened there that they say, you know, the ghost of so-and-so is still around?
Yeah, we have my favorite ghost there is the little boy who we think was 12 or 13, and he was crushed in our coal bin one day from an unsuspected delivery he wasn't prepared for, and he was crushed to death, and... People say he still is in the basement to this day.
Did that really happen?
That's for you to find out.
Wow. Todd?
I have not researched that particular story.
Okay.
That is a cool story. So really, Amber, so this whole thing, right? This is like really interesting to me. Are there really ghosts in there?
What we always say is if you believe there's ghosts, there's ghosts. If you don't, there's a scientific explanation for why everything happens at the Grand.
Well, I will say this, though, because my son used to work over at the Union Hotel in De Pere, which is another place. I remember when I was in TV, I did a story on that about the different things. And there's things that do happen that are hard to explain. Like there have been people there that are from out of town and they sit in this one room where things have, you know, reportedly been seen or whatever. And the people that have never been there before, don't know anything of it, would ask, what was up with such and such? It seemed like there was this vision on the wall or some. So there's things that they literally can't explain.
Yeah.
So is it a ghost? Is it whatever? But there are unexplained things, aren't there, Todd?
Absolutely. And I think the thing is, you know, through all my investigations, is it a ghost? Even if it looks like a ghost and asks, what is it really? We don't know, right? I mean, we don't know.
But
so
I don't know.
Let me just say this.
I think I'm going back to
my science, my one science class I passed. Okay?
The one he passed. He took a lot of them.
General science.
Oh, jeez.
It was advanced general science, Jerry.
All right. Okay.
This coming from the guy who didn't know how leaves change.
Because it's autumn.
Yeah, okay. Energy never dies, right?
That's my point. Right,
yes.
Right. Yeah.
And people have energy. In their bodies.
You are energy.
You are energy. Yeah.
So what happens?
And it never really dissipates completely, correct?
It's my thought process.
And I live in an older neighborhood, and I'd be interested in this because I do believe in the spirits. You call them ghosts, but, you know, whatever. Paranormal. Yeah. That's going to be interesting. So tell me about the guy who does the large group speaking.
Yeah, so... The summoning spirits guy with the magic show.
Right.
So that's really cool. There's about 75% of that show is actually audience participation. So they're just going to pull up random people, and he does a lot of hypnosis kinds of things, but it all ties back into the spiritual world and how your body reacts.
Okay, I'm going to put out a call. One of my guys that texted yesterday that won a prize, one of our prizes, one of my old listeners, and he's a firefighter in Green Bay, and he swears there was a ghost in his house that his kids even saw. So, Ma, if you're listening, his real name is Matt, Ma. If you're listening, text us and tell us about, and this is a real normal guy.
Your mother's going to call.
Who? No, yes, no, I'm not. Ma! He's a normal guy. And he swears his kids admit they saw something in their house one time that no one can explain. And he has seen it too. Ma, if you're listening, give us a call. What's our phone number?
Right in front of you there, 920-264-0606.
Same number we've had the last 4 months.
Hopefully the phone's working today. So
okay, it has been working. Or text us, Ma. We need to, or if anybody remembers Ma's story from my old show, the old Mino and Nick show, and we did a thing on ghost stories, and he swore there was something in his house.
And I don't know that you have to always visualize it. You know, I'm more into feeling it, the spirit part, that makes you do different things. I think that's very cool. I gotta get your calendar before I leave. But for people who want to participate in one of these, you got such a variety of events. Give us the website again, phone number, how we can get tickets.
Yeah, so thegrandoshkosh.org is going to be the best way to get tickets. And there's a few deals going on for Halloween Eve and Halloween. We have $10 ghost tour tickets. And then on Friday the 13th, it's $10 ghost tour tickets. So there's
Friday
some deals,
the 13th.
Too. Yep.
Nice. Well, this is exciting stuff, Amber. This sounds like fun. I'd love to know more about these kind of things, just to learn more about, you know, some of the things people have seen over the years. And like I said, there's people that work at the Union Hotel that won't go down into the basement. Right. They just won't do it.
Right. So his son goes from working at the Union Hotel with these ghosts to being a mortician. So I think something attracted him.
So you want to hear my experience at
yes!
the Grand? All right. So this is what happened. I was part of a group that was doing a documentary of the Grand. And basically, the whole documentary was about haunted theaters in Wisconsin. So we went to the Grand and we spent an entire night there and investigated. We had some stuff happen. And I was down in the tunnels by myself with the lights out and freaking out down there and all that kind of stuff. At the very end of the night, a lot of us were sitting on stage. There was probably like six or seven of us. And there was somebody from the Grand with us at the time. It was his last day with the Grand. He was moving to another part of the state to work with another theater. And they allowed him to be there to kind of keep an eye on us so we didn't burn the place down or whatever. And we were sitting on stage, and there was one guy from our group in the audience. And he said, you know, we're about to wrap things up. Can you show us something big? Now, I'm sitting there, been there all night, so I'm kind of slumped over in my chair looking at the floor. And I noticed some light play on the stage, and I thought it was the guy's flashlight or something. And the entire group went, oh, my Lord, right? So I missed it. I missed the whole thing. I'm like, what just happened? And they said an entire row of lights on the stage came all the way up and on and then went all the way off. And I said, well, I missed it. And another guy missed it, too. And he said, one more time, on the count of three, can you do that one more time for us? And he said, 3, 2, 1, up went the lights. Down went the lights.
And there's nobody else there.
And when we turned around and looked up in the balcony where that light board is with the sound and all that, there was a dark shadow that kind of shot across the top of that area.
Nobody was there. That's cool.
Nobody was there.
Wow. I like that.
This is a couple things that do. And Todd, there's a lot of these vacated theaters, right? Not a lot, but there's one in Michigan. There's obviously that one, the Vic, that Steve just bought here. And it always seems to be a little bit of a mystery with the theater, right? I mean, I don't know if that's, but.
Yeah, that's true, though. Yeah, even like Phantom of the Opera
right,
and everything.
Right, it's just, there's always a little mystique to that, which is very cool that this happened or that happened. This is going to be fun to take your tours.
Thank you.
And so are there tickets available for all the events or some of them?
Yep, all the tickets are available. Well, a couple are already sold out. A couple of our cocktail classes are, but there's one cocktail class left that has tickets. So, yes, they're going fast, but they're still available.
Is there any place haunted in the UP that you know?
Not that I know of.
Nugani.
why can't you pronounce words? Nigani.
That's Nigani.
Nigani right, and I pasty.
I would
Can you do those two
I
things?
Like to read. I'll work on it.
All right. Amber, this has been really great.
This is exciting. We'll see you in Oshkosh. Again, give the website one more time. People that want to participate.
Thegrandoshkosh.org.
If Nigani and Menominee play in the football playoffs this year, who are you taking?
Menominee.
Give me your fight song. Give me your fight song.
No, we're good.
Thanks for coming in, Amber.
NHS
awesome.
On the field. Never yield, raise high the shields, march on to victory.
This is every morning, Amber.
NHS in the basement.
This is not a ghost. This is the real deal.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
We got a big surprise for you coming up, Jim.
I don't want it.
You got it. Mine and the Mayor. Stay tuned.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, made sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit
Now, love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Going to the Bavarian Beer House. You can join us there. A little politics, then Packers.
Mike and Dom bring the show to you in the Milwaukee area at the Bavarian Beer House in Glendale. Join them Thursday starting at 4 with a Packers party after the live broadcast.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station. And the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 69. Today, under overcast skies, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 52. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 69 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, WGBW and WISS, 6:50 in the morning, 61 degrees, beautiful day for Packer football tonight. And now, with this wonderful weather we've been having, now would be the time to replace your drafty old windows. Don't wait until it's cold. Pay as low as $19 per month, $75 a month of patio doors when you go to the number one rated place around, Pella Windows. They are talented. They're professional. They're efficient. Just give them a call. They'll come out for a free consultation. They'll make sure what they put in your house fits exactly with what everything else you have in your house in regards to the trim, the stain, the look, the whole thing. They will not leave behind any problem. You ever have somebody come in and then you got to vacuum afterwards or whatever? There's not with these guys.
I've had Pella, and they are awesome.
They're amazing.
That's a great ad, man. If you write that, that's true.
Pay as low as $19 per month, $75 per month of patio doors. Visit Pella at WI.com today.
Right.
6.99 APR for 120 months. So you got 10 years to pay for it, basically. See showroom for details. Visit Pella, WI.com today. Now, Jim, here's something we're going to... Okay, so I want to apologize. I want to do a heartfelt apology.
All right, well, good. It's about time.
It's not only to you.
3 months.
It's not only to you.
Okay.
It's to you and Milton.
Oh, okay. He's listening, by the way.
Good. Hi, Milton. How you doing, buddy?
He's good.
So...
It's shiny. Be nice.
Okay. So anyway, I know you have high hopes for him in regards to his nautical... progress.
I do. John's only been so many lessons. Okay.
We know that you have such high hopes and you're determined and that
right.
Poor little guy. I think he's afraid of water, Jim. I think he's frightened of water and he doesn't want to even get like his private sweat. I've noticed in the thing.
He does. So, you're right. I'm not going to dispute that,
no.
But it takes time,
so
John. He's
I know
a year old.
That you would love to have this beautiful picture of him, like, you know, swimming gracefully across the pond.
Right.
You know, with a duck in his mouth
it's
or
coming,
something like that.
Richard. You wouldn't do that, but yeah,
no,
a toy in his mouth.
Right. Something. I know you want that.
I
in
do.
Your mind, we're just going to say if that doesn't happen, we wanted to do the next best thing for you.
All right.
Okay. Christy?
What? Jeez.
We love you, Jim.
Wow. Milton on a raft with a life jacket on.
John sent me this actual picture of him.
That's yes. Your wife was part of this. Yes, your wife was
John
a part of this.
Text me the pictures mm-hmm. and I had it done.
Come on over here,
Christy. God. You guys got it. We got to get this.
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah.
That is going in my office. That mm-hmm. is a great picture of him.
We love you, Jim, and Milton.
This is all right. We got to tell our listeners. So my dog Bernedoodle, which I love, I've had dogs my whole life. is not a swimmer yet, so I've been putting him in lessons, and John Mino thinks I should have just thrown him off the dock, and I would never, ever do that, so I give him lessons, and he is not taking to the water like he should. So, that you guys, this cost you some serious money. They blew up a picture of him on a raft in a life preserver.
It's our new photo op.
So, did you, how'd you do this?
Your wife was a part of this.
I simply asked Donna for some great photo shots. She sent them to me, and the rest was magic. I picked it up magical. Last night.
You could start a business here. This is great.
Jim, all right. This is just part one. You have one more big surprise coming about next
Johnny,
week.
I don't want any prizes. But I thank you for this. I'm going to show him this when I get home.
He'll, good. Yeah, he'll like it. Yeah, we got to get that on Facebook as quick as possible, Todd.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll work on that.
All right. Job one today. Put that on Facebook.
All right, picture of my dog on a raft in a life preserver. And It is a picture of my, that is my dog.
That is your dog.
So it is.
That and is he, your dog.
Yeah, all right, Milton, Dad's going to bring something home special. So,
okay,
all right,
there you go, Milton.
Only all right. Best.
Yes. So, Christy, welcome. We have Christy, morning. Who is obviously the Miss Downtown Green Bay, runs City Deck Landing. And you've been very helpful in promoting our big event tomorrow morning.
Yes, we are super excited. The event is going to be published today in the newsletter at 3 p.m. for Downtown Green Bay. It goes out to 15,000 people. So Mad Dog Merrill, I hope you're bringing lots of food.
Lots of blankets.
Right?
We've got M&Ms, so we don't have that. And no, we, but people, it's 7 and it's 7 to 9. You put 9
8.
In there.
7 to 9.
Oh, nine-ish, eight-ish?
Yeah.
Well, our show's over at 8, okay. But we can sit around
gotcha,
and visit.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah.
Johnny, you said you wanted to maybe sign some autographs.
No, I did not say
people
that.
People are going to be lining up for those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Oh, hey, get this. Yeah, I was going to tell you yesterday.
So is Milton going to be here?
Nah, I don't know.
Why?
What?
I don't
photo
know.
Op.
Come on. Know. People would love to get their picture taken with Milton.
I don't know. Okay. But I was just talking about photos. So we had Dr. Chen on, the St. Norbert genius.
Yes.
And remember I asked him, I'm like, do you... give me a picture ticket? Nah, not really. And just maybe once. I go to Costco yesterday to buy that candy.
Yeah.
M&M's. He's in there taking pictures.
No,
with
he
the
is.
No.
I swear to God. So I went up to him. I said, hey, Jim Schmidt.
No kidding.
I said,
oh
Jim
gosh.
Schmidt, mine in my eye. I said, no pictures, huh? There were two people in line that took pictures with him, and they were just like, oh,
oh that's
God.
Cool.
It was very
I love
cool.
That.
Yeah. It was very cool. And he is a super nice guy.
Super nice guy.
But
super
yeah,
smart.
So there's a residual on being on Jeopardy in this community. So yeah, he had two people who stood in line and got their picture taken
oh, that's
with
neat.
Him. I thought that was great. But anyway, that was yesterday. We were buying our M&Ms for our event tomorrow. We're gonna give out those two because of mine on the mayor M&Ms. That's not the feature is Mad Dog and Merrill's
pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, pigs in a blanket.
That's and then Dominic, my son's gonna be here.
That's going
to
be
people
awesome.
People have a chance to win some prizes from some T-shirts and some gift cards and things.
The guy's fluent in German, and he's going to give you a German phrase, and you have to guess. It's multiple choice. So, yeah. And we have, I think, 10 gifts for the at. And then we also have music, and that's Kevin Van Ness. And of course,
formerly the Packer Band.
And mm-hmm. Talk of the Town. And they're going to be here as well at 7
it's
o'clock.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
And the weather, Brittany's delivering on that.
It's supposed to be perfect.
So it's going to be a great
nice.
Day.
Hey, one other thing, Chris. People... I was just reading when I went for my walk yesterday.
Yeah.
You guys proud of me that I went for a long walk?
Extremely.
One.
Did you go Ned Kelly's again?
Yeah. No. Walked there and
it was close.
Stumbled back.
Close.
But you know what? That's you know when me again Tony O and Ace don't realize they're coming into business with me to open up a little place.
Well, I talked to Tony last night.
Yeah. What'd he say?
He was surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pleasantly.
Sure.
Okay.
He's gonna reach out to you.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
This is great. But when people,
I don't think that was a ringing endorsement on a business partner. But I don't know. I wasn't there.
No. But what I'm saying is, I saw those little signs about the bus that people. I mean, nobody likes dealing with parking around Lambeau Field.
Exactly.
It's amazingly expensive in some of those places now. Yeah. You can park down here for free. Get on the bus.
Take a shuttle.
No hassle whatsoever. And it runs all morning, right?
Sure
and
does.
Super friendly drivers. That is a good time. That is a lot of fun on those buses. I mean,
I don't care where you're from. I don't care if you're from Sobiski.
Right.
It's worth it parking here in downtown Green Bay for free
totally.
And taking that bus over.
And they drop you off right in front of the stadium.
Right there. That is a great deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's publicized enough.
Maybe.
So we're going to do it.
We're here.
Yes.
Awesome,
maybe
guys.
We're going to drive the bus.
Yeah. Watch out.
I don't think.
And I'll be like that guy in the loudspeaker, you know, when you go on one of those tours someplace. Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Make it up as you go along.
Yeah, I give me a little go, Pat, go. Yeah. All right. We got to take a quick break. Mine on the mayor. Back after this.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs that are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC